Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, and we're going to have warm weather coming here, and this morning it was like 1 degree. Okay.
God bless y'all's hearts up there. I really, you know, have a soft spot for, you know, I don't know how y'all do it. It's cold enough down here in Florida. I after a while, I'd be losing my mind. So y'all have a lot more strength than I do, everybody that's in that cold weather up north.
Yeah, it's weird. 1 degree, seriously. And, of course, I have 2 indoor-outdoor kitties, and they want to go outside. Are you serious, guys? Okay. So they meow, and they meow. I said, all right, I'll let you check it for yourselves. I open the door, I let them out, and I wait. And about 2 minutes later, they're rushing their little butts in here. Mommy was right. Yeah, Mommy was right. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Not
but
gonna do that.
They're trying to do the best with it. Yeah, they're trying to do the best because they like their outside, and I get that. But the next couple of days, though, we're gonna up into the 50s. We might even hit 60. So they're gonna have some outside time. But it's supposed to rain too in the middle of all that. So it's gonna be like a mixed bag. So we're just gonna try and work it out.
You will. It's winter time, so. It's got that challenge to it.
Wow. So I'm so happy that Pluto and the Sun went into Aquarius. I can't say it's a kind thing in my chart, but I think it's something I can balance. But this is truly the Aquarian age, right, Jacqueline?
We are now in the start of the age of Aquarius. Pluto has made its mark.
And now it's really here. Yeah.
And it will not go away for about 25 years. So
exactly.
We're in the next one, the next phase of Pluto.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's time to create a brotherhood of man. It's time to help the less unfortunate. It's time to be more altruistic and less selfish. And I think we're going to learn that this cycle. And it's time, you know. I mean, we all have our challenges in our day-to-day life, but I see people out there that are homeless, have no place to go, and I realize how blessed I am. And I'm selective about who I help, but I know I talk to the spirit and I say, now, if I get a yes, boom, I'll give them a dollar. I don't care. I can do that. But then I realize that although I'm struggling, how blessed I am, you know? There, for the grace of God, go I, okay? And it's really hard here in Roanoke. There's a lot of homeless people here, okay? And I feel very, very sad because I'd like to do more, but I can only do so much. I'm only one person, you know? So.
And here again, I'm going to say this because it is one act of kindness, one person, one little piece of, you know, and it's not just, you know, the monetary situation here. It is about looking at the greater picture and the greater whole. It is about respect and understanding everybody has challenges in their life and everybody needs assistance in their life. we all, you know, the thing that I like about it is it's the light worker. It's the raise of the vibration level of this world, okay? And we have the ability at this point in time to raise our vibration level, to not divide and conquer, to come together, to find an understanding, to be at peace with everybody on this earth. And that's what I look for. You know, you look back at when they said the dawning of the age of the Aquarius and the music that was playing back then, and it was all about peace, love, and harmony because they were looking into the future, which is just so classic of Aquarius. And this is what we need to do. What is best for everybody? How can we all get along? Let's come together on what we agree upon, and not feed into the hate and anger and fear of the circumstances. Let's lift each other out, one person, one piece at a time. And that's my thing for this Pluto transformation, is we can all manage that, and that will make a greater world. Sorry for my preaching.
No, I think that was beautifully spoken, very articulate, and I so agree. Absolutely. What do you think about this full moon coming up?
Okay. We have a yod, which I think is fascinating on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that don't know what a yod is, it is classically called the finger of God. It's two in conjunctions with a sextile tile. Excuse me, I'm having dental work done, so my mouth is not working as well as what it should, with a sextile attached to both of them. This yod is to that full moon. And the two sides of that yod are Venus and Saturn. Venus being in Capricorn and Saturn being in Pisces. And this transformation and change, and I love this full moon because spiritually this transformation and change can set some strong foundations for our greater benefit with it. I really love the creative attribute to this, and the lion, the Leo energy is the target of it, and it is about that creativity and that beauty and that faith involved in that imagination of us to help transform and change ourselves. So I happen to pretty like this one a great deal.
Okay. I see some concerns here. Because the Leo moon, even though it's part of the yod and it's opposing the sun and Pluto, all that's going on, it's also in square to Jupiter, though. It's in a good portion of abundance in Taurus. Okay.
Correct.
So we want to follow our hearts, but we have to use wisdom because Taurus is all about wisdom. Okay. And as much as we want to give, and we want to give all we have, which many of us do, you included, my friend Jacqueline, and but we have to use wisdom in that, okay, to a certain degree, because you want to empower and not enable, okay? And that is an important part of this lunation, I think, okay? And that being said, you know, I do love the energy. There are Capricorn planets that are in square to Chiron in Aries. So it's very important for people to take very good care of their physical body and to have enough mineral support. If they have problems with their bones, their teeth, their ligaments, whatever it might be, is a time that they want to work with that and decrease the inflammation. This is a very, very strong triple square I'm seeing in the chart, okay? So remember, most of people call us, they're spiritual, they give and they give and they give, but they need to know to also take good care of themselves and listen to their body as they move through this full moon cycle. Does that make sense?
Oh, I so agree with you. I went for the, you know, the higher side, and you went for the T-square in it, which I figured you would. But you're so right, and it is. The note here is one foot in front of the other. Again, when you have a T-square, It's the steps that you have to take to walk through. You may not want to walk through them, but on the other circumstances, you must. So you take the steps you need to take care of yourself first, because it's always put your mask on first before putting on others. We know that self-care allows us to be able to go out and care for others. So we have to make sure we're in order before we can help others to our fullest ability. And this chart truly shows that. A lot more people, like you said, inflammation, aches and pains, arthritis during this period of time can be. And it is all about that self-care. And it is about finding holistic ways to really manage our lifestyles to make us better.
Absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, you can't pour from an empty cup. And most of us are givers, okay? So we do have to sustain ourselves. So I so agree with everything you said, Jacqueline, everything you said. And sometimes, though, there is no step to take. Sometimes it's still about waiting. And I think that's the hardest thing, because we live in a click-and-go environment with the Internet. You said hitting a mouse and answers show up instantly. Well, that doesn't happen in the real world all the time. Okay. And patience sometimes is hard to find, especially if you're fighting a battle on too many fronts. Now, I'm seeing a big thing about that with many of my clients. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to, like you said, help them to get one step at a time. What doors are opening right now, what doors are closed right now, and be able to navigate in a way where they can feel a certain sense of achievement, even if it's one special day. Sometimes that's enough.
It is.
You know?
You have to look at the positives in the circumstances during this period of time because of the blockages. Step by step. You know, we need to take at this point in time, even though there's so much chaos around us. I mean, that's the hardest part of all. But we still have some time with Mars in Capricorn. And Mars in Capricorn is going to make you make those foundational steps and to make one step at a time. I always say Capricorn always moves like a turtle. It plows is what it does. It just
Mars
keeps moving.
But Mars is exalted steady. In Capricorn. So he gives us a way to create a strategy.
It does. It gives us the ability to.
In a moment, yeah, work the plan. You know,
and
do the due
it gives us the
right?
ability. It gives us the ability to make a long-term project out of this, something that's really, really, really strong. That's one of the reasons why I like Mars in Capricorn as well, is just because it sets a very strong foundation.
Yes. We have a bunch of people on hold. Let's see what they need from us. What do you think?
Okay.
All righty then. Echo 203, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm okay. You sound so enthused, and that's helpful. So thank you for that. You were telling me that I was going to do, you know, basically everything was great for my surgery on Friday. Well, I messed up. I didn't stop my medicine in time, so it was canceled till Wednesday. I want to ask you, see how that looks. And also, you're so right. I cannot believe how inflamed my body is. And I've been trying to figure out, what have I done? It's like overnight, and I'm trying, and it's motivating me to do some yoga and do steps, walking up the stairs and stuff, and really kind of saying, hey, this is serious, you know. So that's happening, yeah. So those two things. The 24th is the surgery now. And in a way, I was relieved. I was so foggy, tired. My car was at the mechanic the day before. I think maybe I had a stomach bug, so it was probably all for the best.
But you still have a T-square going on at this time. The T-square is about a balance beam, okay? So it's not about you trying so hard, like to do yoga, do this and do that. It may be more about you taking rest, okay, and
right.
letting your body heal by its own agenda. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I do feel you've worked yourself up a little bit more. The pressure or the stress of things, you know, again, we talk about, you're, like I said, I talk about things one foot in front of the other. All of the activity could have overwhelmed you, first of all, in all of the circumstances and weakened your system, okay?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of activity to go on at one point in time. I'm not really concerned with, I looked up Wednesday for you, and I'm not really concerned about it. Again, there are certain challenges with that, but you also have Jupiter trine Venus at that point in time. So I think there is a foundational shift for your benefit in this process, and it is all about faith. Is what I'm going to say about that. It is all about you, yeah, faith. You trusting in your own innate abilities, okay?
Okay.
Prepare yourself for this. Again, take the time. If you're going to do it, take the time to do the steps in the proper way. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, it does.
So prepare yourself, you know, tomorrow and the next day. Make it
exactly.
go into that. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Epsom salt bath tonight. Yep. Yes.
Good. Good. That's a good thing
I
for you.
I love it. I love it.
What are the challenges?
What
challenges are you taking the time to heal?
Okay.
Not expecting it to happen instantly, but to love your body.
Yes.
See, when your body hurts,
yes.
saying, help me, okay? So
you told
me
that.
Do, yeah, do what you can do, and then just love your body. It hurts somewhere,
okay.
rub it a little bit, you know, put some of your own natural Reiki on it, you know, your hands and stuff, just rub it, say, we're healing, we're good, you know. To exercise a certain level of patience, because when you do that loving thing, because a lot of times when people have pain, they get angry. And that doesn't help. It's better to say,
yeah,
oh,
no.
you're hurting. You're hurting. I love my body. You know, let it heal. Let me let it know I'm working with the energy. I'm working to heal it.
Okay.
And that's the better way to go spiritually and physically,
Great.
By the way.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you, thank you.
And thank many
you
blessings
sometimes.
To you. Have a sweet night and heal well. Okay.
Thank you, thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you too. All right, bye-bye. I had someone signed on first, and they signed off, and they signed back. Let me grab them.
Okay.
Air code 646, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Priscilla. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Priscilla,
yeah,
how are
you?
Yeah,
signed on first, I think, and then you signed off, and then you
yes.
came back. I said, wait a minute, I saw this number earlier, so I wanted to get you on here,
I
honey,
know.
Okay?
Thank you, I appreciate that. I was probably one of the first ones, but then I got a call, and I accidentally hung up. I went, oh, this is crazy. Anyway.
You're fine.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, so as you know, it's been crazy, this process of trying to sell and looking at homes endlessly. It's been like a year. And so now I suddenly spotted another home online, which looks really promising. I'm going to see it on Tuesday next week, this coming week. And I'm wondering what you see around it. If I like it, should I place an offer? Is it a good time?
Ooh.
Yeah, you're in New York now, right, Priscilla?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the house is
and
in New
is
Jersey.
And is the home also in New York?
No, in New Jersey.
But it's close.
It's close enough. Yeah, I think so.
Is it, mm-hmm. It'll be like within less than 1 degree of arc. I mean, is it under an hour?
I think it's about an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to look against you with the full moon. Instead of, like, looking at tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to look at you against the full moon. It's coming up quick here on the 25th. Because that's where your deciding energy is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You have some nice trines here. Oh, my word, girl.
Oh, really?
You get a really good contract here. Mercury and Mars are in Capricorn, your seventh house of litigation contracts, and trying to all your Virgo plants in the fourth house of home. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
What do you see? What do you see, Jacqueline?
I look at it a little differently. She looks at your relocation. I look at your natal chart, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the sun is just getting ready to go into your fourth house of your home, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Saturn has been sitting there, and it's getting ready to go out on the other side of it. So that's one of the reasons why I've said you've had a lot of patience and a lot of temperance. She's right, okay, because in this chart, where it goes from is your local community, your neighborhood, that all those trines that she's talking about, all that stuff, goes from your local neighborhood to your hopes, desires, and dreams, your 11th house, your future. And again, that's to your son. I say to you, this could be it. If this is not it, something is right around the corner. I guarantee you it's coming. It's on you. Okay. So again here, you finally have hit that point that you've waited for such a long time.
Oh,
know
my God, yes.
Follow it blindly. Okay.
So
you're looking
good.
At
okay,
a two-week maximum to success here. Because it's going to happen, both Mercury and Mars in your chart in New York are Capricorn, and the Sun, the Moon, Venus just got in there a couple of days ago. It's going to connect with them, okay?
Yeah.
And and Mars exalted there in Capricorn. So, and that's usually about a good contract, sort of stable and all that.
Oh, yeah.
With your Virgo stuff. So I so agree with Jack. And you're so close, honey. The maximum you have to worry about is just 2 weeks because you're right there. You're right there.
Okay.
You're right there. I mean, literally right there.
Oh, wow. That's so encouraging. I'm going to see it on Tuesday, and I'm going to go trust my gut if I think this is it. I'm going to make an offer. I've been waiting a while.
Yep.
And then,
I would.
And then the next turtle. Go ahead.
And you know what? After the 27th of this month, all of February, all of March, there's no planet retrograde. None.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's not going to be a lot of delays. If it gets delayed to the end of the month, consider that a blessing. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Consider that perfect timing. Okay?
Oh, wow.
She's been talking for several days now. Sorry, my voice.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, that's very encouraging. I'm going to keep that advice and tuck it away and see how I feel when I see the house. And I'm sure I'll get that feeling of whether this is it or not. But it looks
you'll know
exciting.
It.
Yes, I'll know.
You'll
it.
Know
I'll
it. Know it. And if it
well,
isn't, it's
yeah.
coming. Again here,
it's
so on top of you, it isn't even funny right now. So you finally
well, you
hit
know,
that point.
That then the next hurdle is to sell my condo. I was thinking of putting it on in probably around spring, you know, mid-March, end of March sometime. So that'll be the next step.
I would do it sometime between February and March only because every planet's direct. I wouldn't do it during any retrograde cycle, okay?
Okay.
I think it's
okay.
better to do it a little bit earlier than you're envisioning. See how you feel about that intuitively with your own psychic stuff. But I'm going to recommend that. Okay?
Okay. I see. All
keep
right.
us
keep
posted,
that in mind.
Sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening, both of you. I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Blessing.
Sweet. I love it when a plan comes together.
Oh, you know, there's a sigh of relief when you see things like that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. See you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Oh, yes, I
Ipcot 901, you are on the air, Sylvia.
Hi, my favorite astrologers, my favorite ladies. How are you all?
Doing well, Sylvia. How are you?
I am thankful and grateful, gooder and gooder. That's what I claim every day. Can you all hear me okay?
What do you need from us tonight?
So what am I needing from you all, great ladies, tonight? I got a job offer because I went back to my site and on the 21st of November as a tutor. I remember I mentioned that to you ladies. So since then, I've only had one training, which was on January the 4th. So I got all of my paperwork sent in. Excuse me. So the lady that hired me has been rescheduling because she's busy with meetings or she does tutoring. And I'm going like, so the last time I contacted her a week ago by email, text message, no response. Now her phone is going to voicemail. I'm going like, what the what? And it's been taking everything that I have, like, okay, to not look for another job since I got this one. So I saw where our community college here is doing classes. They're teaching you, let's just say medical billing coding is one of them. So if you want to learn it, they say, hey, here's a list of careers that are in high demand. Medical billing coding is one of them. So if you're interested, it's free, no charge to you. Call this number so you can get signed up. So since the weather, they've been closed tomorrow, hopefully. So I'm just like, I'm going to get myself some more education. I hope all is well with her. I'm going like, I'm just going to move forward. You know, I let go, I let God, I surrender, and I'm going to move forward. So I guess this would be my career sector, so I yield the floor.
You want to start with this, Aphrodite, or you want me to?
I just think that Venus over the next few days is going to be in trine to both her Pluto and North Node in Virgo, and then sixth house. Now, Virgo has to do with numbers. Your sixth house of work and service to the public. I would like to see you do the medical billing theme because you can use that anywhere in the United States. I really think
okay.
that that's a good way to go, and maybe you're in delay because you need that certification. It's free. It gives you something new to look at. I like it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, And it's fine. I'm not going to disagree with Aphrodite that you couldn't do it. But they may have other options for you as well, okay, that are other ones that are in high demand, okay? I want you to explore all of them. If Venus is in trine to your Venus, okay, and it's going from your ninth to your first house, many opportunities are coming along at this point in time. Would I put all my eggs in one basket? No, because there's more out there to make choices, okay? This is a good time to look. Mars is in your 10th house of your career along with this Mercury, along with Pluto, and along with the Sun, okay? It's getting ready. The Sun's getting ready to, in a couple days, go over your Jupiter. So I still say let this unfold a little bit more. Look at your options. I would be excited about that and know that, you know, that is one option. But check all your options. And if this is the one that feels right, do it. Okay? That's what I say about it.
And Jacqueline, I just pulled up the list. It's medical billing and coding, certified medical administrative assistant, medical device finishing, Microsoft Office.
those are some, it's, there are some more, but these are the ones I have interest
all
in.
All the
I email
medical
the
things
that.
I love for you. I love all the medical things for you.
You see, there's options.
Yeah,
you see, there's options, okay?
Yeah.
I would chat with them for the next couple of days and see which one vibes the best for me because, again, all of them fit you. So we're looking at, you know, which one do you want to do? Envision it. Look at it. See which one you really want to do because, again, here, I see options for you, and I see it. I mean, you're blessed. Your Venus is trining, transiting Venus. You have this blessing mark for your education. Capitalize on it. I think it's a great idea to capitalize on it. But don't just jump into the first thing. Take a couple days to think about it and really think of which one you'd really like to do. Because, again, here, you can do all of them. You can be in management easily, okay?
So easily. Yeah, that's why when I looked at the list that they provided on the website, I chose these 1, 2, 3, 4 because I know medical building, medical administrative assistance, and Microsoft Office Suite. I'm like, yeah, the medical device finishing, that's got to do with medical devices, and I looked it up. I'm like, no, I think these other three would fit me better. So we've been had snow, ice in a southern city. So, you know, it'll close things down. Today made a week. So hopefully tomorrow's going to warm up that the office will be back open. So hopefully I would hear from them tomorrow or sometime this week, or I will give them a call back tomorrow. But, yeah, but it was just so great to have.
Wait till Tuesday. Don't call tomorrow. Call Tuesday. Give it a couple days to percolate. Again, my little Aries, you want to jump quickly. I'd like to see you wait until after the full moon, honestly, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because then you'll have
okay.
a full, thorough saturation of contemplation on this, and that's what I'm trying to get you to look at. Really think about which one suits you best, okay? And if that, again, if billing and coding is the one, more power to you. You know, if an administrative assistant is the one, hey, more power to you, but you'll feel better and you'll know better which one's right for you.
Yeah. So it would have been great to go and tutor the children. I was so looking forward to that. But I can't just constantly keep sitting and waiting after you've offered me a job. And then you just fall off the radar. You don't respond. How unprofessional to me. Where she's been replying, she's been responding, and now I don't know what the heck. I hope she's okay. So, but, so if she do pop up, I'm going to have to let her know, hey, look, if, you know, these hours don't coincide with school, then, hey, I can't take it. So, but that's why I am.
Well, and here again, I say don't jump too far forward. Just take it step by step. When she calls back and when she returns your call, you'll know what to say to her then. Just trust the process. Don't overanalyze this.
I'm not. It's like I said, it's taken everything in every patient's box, you know, to sit around. But then I saw this opportunity, so, hey, I'm like, yes, get more education in my 60s, more training, and work to retirement age. And can retire comfortably, whatever the heck that means. Don't plan on retiring. Keep going and going and going. Yeah.
Good.
Go ahead, Jacqueline.
It is a way of life for you. You again here, you're not somebody who works 30 years and retires. You have to be passionate about what you do.
Mm-hmm. Question before we go. I heard you said Pluto, Mars, my son, and somebody else is in my 10th house of careers.
No, the sun in Aquarius. is in your 10th house of career. Both Mercury and Mars are in Capricorn. Pluto just turned into Aquarius. So again here, this shift is, that's moving in your career at this point in time is for your greater benefit. And it is moving into your hopes, desires, and dreams. These planets go over your Jupiter next. So there's a kissing. There's a gift given in the end result is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Someone passed over your Jupiter today. Now, it has. It's going to be before the full moon because the sun's at 5 mm-hmm. and your Jupiter's at 3, okay? It's on the cusp of your 10th house of career and your 11th house of being a light worker. The sun is smiling on you, sweetheart. So as Jacqueline said, look at everything and say, well, I have another opportunity. I'll call you back. Remember, when somebody's hiring you, you are hiring them because you're going to put your time and your energy and attention to it. Take classes
yes.
right now is giving you a bigger portfolio to take on your journey to help others, which is what you've always wanted to do. So you're
mm-hmm.
fine. Take your time. Don't get your airy stuff in a crazy space, girl, okay?
Okay.
Take your time. Remember, Aries is the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. So approach
mm-hmm.
it with kindness and sweetness and being fluffy and saying, okay, what's best for me? And deeply listen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So
we have to go
have
next call,
any...
honey. We have to go to the next call because
okay.
we're already, like,
okay.
maxed out. But we love you, and
okay.
we know you're going to do a great job with this. Don't worry.
Okay. Keep me on hold so I can keep listening. Thank you all. I
yes,
love y'all
ma'am.
More.
Love y'all more. More.
All right.
Friggin' sweet.
She is.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Where are we at here? Oh, wait. Okay. Air code 201, you're on the air. Hello? Air code 201, are you on the air?
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Ah.
This is Jackie.
And I was going to say, is this Jackie? How are you?
I'm okay. I really actually was just trying to listen because I just feel like I'm all over the place in my head. I've been in my head all day. And I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. So I've been trying to come out my head, but I haven't been able to.
And when's your birthday, Jackie?
January 5th, 1965.
February 5th?
January.
January 5th.
All right.
Good. Well, life is interesting for you, but in all of this, I'm going to say you have a ton of tries, a ton. Emotionally, it's draining and overwhelming, and there's a lot of activity in your chart, a ton of it. So there's a great
mm-hmm.
deal of activity in your life, okay, is what I'm trying to say. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but on the other circumstances, all of this too shall pass, and it will do it one step at a time, one piece at a time, and I'm going to say you'll be happy with the end result, even though right now you are overwhelmed. Mars is getting ready to go over your sun. You're beating the crap out of yourself. Mercury's going to go over there, too. So here again, there's just way too much overanalyzation and overstimulation for you is what I'm going to say. Keep your circle close. Do just what you need to do with the next thing and take care of yourself. Don't let all of this stuff overwhelm you. Nothing is urgent during this period of time. So it's, okay, I've got to do this, then I've got to do this, then I've got to do this. Okay? If you could do that, you won't feel so overwhelmed. Over the next couple of days, the moon is going to be transiting through your first house, which makes it a little bit more emotionally draining when it does. But it also gives you the opportunity to call your boundaries and speak out about, look, this is too much for me. You got to wait. You got to do this. Whatever it is, it gives you an avenue to express that over emotion out as well. So I say to you, have patience with this. This too shall change in a few days. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Jackie, you were born in London. Where do you live now?
Patterson.
New Jersey.
What city in New Jersey?
Patterson.
Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
You know
I have
why?
An affection for that area.
I want to look at you at real time, okay? Let me just do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in Patterson, New Jersey. Okay. With one T or two?
One T.
Mm-hmm. One T.
Thank you. Because right. You're living under a completely different star. And fixed stars than when you were born, okay? And so I want to see what I can see because, see, Jack and I look at things differently, but we always have the same bottom line. I'm going to end up agreeing with her, but I just want to look at it for my knowledge, too, for you tonight, because we love serving our people, you know?
And it also gives a different
you. I want to look against you with the full moon that's coming up, see what's completing and what's recreating, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
Your main question was?
She's all over the board and emotionally drained.
Okay. All right. Well, absolutely not necessary. Okay? From the chart that I am seeing here, right now you should be claiming back your personal power. Mars is sitting on your sun. Mercury is sitting on your sun. Okay? So how much have
mm-hmm.
you depleted yourself, and how much energy do you need to put back into Jackie? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So it's about you, as much as you might care about other people, do all that. You have a grand trine in Earth in your chart right now. It's amazing. And it is good to keep yourself busy, because you can get into these bouts of melancholy. I understand that. But your moon is also an Aquarius. And right now there's no good angle supporting that except the moon today. Okay? But you have to realize how powerful you are, how organized you are, and you have to look at your history. You have to look at what you've already established, who you've become. And know there's things that you can do that are going to make you feel happy, productive, detail-oriented, and it's also in trine to your Jupiter in Taurus. Now, Jupiter's only in Taurus every 12 years. Now, right now, it's only at 6 degrees, but between now and May 26th, it's going to pass over your Jupiter, and you are going to prosper like you can't believe. Now is a time to do your research. Okay? You've just been through the Saturn return. So it's about a redesign and a re-inspiration to what you've already created and make it into something new. Tweak it. Not necessarily change it, but bring it into something fabulous. Can you follow me with this?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You have a lot of planets in Virgo, so the Earth energies love you. So we're good there. And Jupiter's in Taurus,
mm-hmm.
we're good there. And Jupiter only returns every 12 years. It's going to march over your Jupiter, and I have to tell you, it's going to be really good. The planets that are Capricorn now, they're moving through there, they're hitting your sun, and then Venus will hit your sun in 3 weeks. something amazing is going to show up, and you're going to call us back and say, oh, my God, I want to thank you, because that's what's going on where you live now. You're under a different piece of sky. Now,
mm-hmm.
what Jacqueline talks about is what you're going through very personally from your birth chart, which is also very important. Now, are you diabetic?
No.
Okay. Take care of your blood sugar, though. Does it go too low sometimes? Do you forget to eat?
Yeah, I could tell when it goes low. Yeah.
Okay. I want you to have a little bit more protein in your diet for now to keep a concentration where it needs to be, okay? And just like,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be like a command performance. Put more protein in your diet as you're looking into all this, because your concentration energy is going to go through the roof, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find more than one option, okay? But I have to tell you, this is going to be an amazing year. Just do the research now and know it's going to pay off. And you know what you're looking for. Don't give up your dream. Don't give up what you feel you really want to do. Know it's coming, and hold that tight and look for a way to make it happen at this time. Do you agree with me, Jacqueline, or not?
I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay.
You know,
maybe that's why I've been in my head, because I've just had a million and one things just flowing through my head, like, and I have things that I want to do, but I've just been thinking. I've just been in deep thought all day.
Yep. And create the strategy. Put it on the drawing board. Okay? Give yourself a plan A and a plan B. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then work through your best two dynamics, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Allow yourself to realize that either one can work, but what do you desire most, okay?
Okay.
So if you're not feeling super active, now's the time to do the research, okay?
Okay.
Get deep
well,
into it.
Earlier part of the week, I found myself active, you know. We had snow and shoveling and this and that. I had a lot of energy at one point, and then I was tired, but the energy came out of nowhere. So like I had a good chance to ground, even in the snow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then near the ending of the week, it was like my head was just all over the place, like stuff from work. And I don't want that to cut into my personal life like it has been over the last couple of years. Because there's other things that I want to focus on to achieve my own dreams. Yeah.
And again, you can be active on your computer. It's not like you'll have to be active out in the world. The weather's bad. There's many things you
mm-hmm.
can search for and find. There's a way to use your imagination and your inspiration. Look at new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Write them down. Then follow up. You know, in other words, spend this time where you may want to be home where it's warm, okay, it's fine. But look at
mm-hmm.
all the ideas and see what you can come up with, because you know what? That's the beautiful thing about living in this time period. We can find things we can't get out. With all COVID for the last 4 or 5 years, we've had to be kind of sequestered. But through that, we have found things that we didn't know existed. And as it has eased off, we have found them and brought them into our life. And you can do that, too. Take that time. Dedicate it to just you, babe, not any of your family or any of that. Dedicate it to you and where you need to be, okay?
Okay.
Especially with Mars in your sign right now. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Do you agree, Jacqueline?
I so agree.
Okay. So let us know what's going on with you and stuff like that. And if you have choices that come up, give us a ring on Sunday night. We'll help you through it. You know, we're here to help you. We love you. We thank you so much for calling. You're one of my our loyal followers, and we love you, okay?
Thank you so much, ladies, just for even taking the call, because I really was just listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you back on to listen, okay? I'll put you back on to listen.
Thank you.
You're good.
Thank
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's see. Were there people hung up already? All right. Okay. Air code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. This is Teresa. I'm just calling. So I am kind of at a crossroads right now. I, without going into the backstory of what's been going on the past few months, Aphrodite's very well aware, but one of the reasons I'm actually truly calling tonight is because I'm at a crossroads dealing with, I have a home that I got through an inheritance, which I absolutely love and I'm very thankful for, but it's like an hour and 10 minutes away from work. If I moved there, I would not have to pay this god-awful rent that I pay in my apartment where I live only 20 minutes from work. I do have to be close to work because of call, and I keep bouncing back and forth in my mind, do I move again, or are the finances going to start clearing up so that I don't have to be so anxious about how much it's costing for me to live where I am right now?
Are you February 1st?
Am I what?
Is your
no,
birthday
she's December,
February?
She's December 22nd, 1962. She's born at 7:21 p.m. in Falls Church, Virginia. And she's been moving
gotcha.
All over Virginia for a long time. And she has got a lot on her plate right now, and I'm so glad. I think she wanted your opinion tonight, so I'm going to let you go with this one because I talk to her about every few weeks. So I'm going to let you go with this, Jacqueline, because I've already told her what I see. But, again, things keep changing because of the legacy and stuff. So I'm counting on you, Jacqueline, to really help her out tonight, okay?
Well, you know, have you ever thought? Okay, I'm just throwing this out there. Have you ever thought about renting it out?
Yes, I have, and I absolutely have. I would have to wait until the beginning of next year. It's just because
what?
How the will, because it's how the will was set up. So to abide by the will, I have to wait until, like, January of next year.
Are you the executor of the will?
I am.
Okay.
I'm everything.
Okay.
I'm the everything.
You're the everything on this thing, okay? No court of law. You know, you could – there's always another way to skin a cat,
okay?
And I know Aphrodite hates that when I say that, but – it's just an old saying that I have, because there's always options, okay, is what I'm trying to say. Venus is getting ready to go over your sun in your fifth house, okay? That's a house of speculation, okay? I don't see anything to motivate you to move to this house, okay? So I'm sorry, I don't think it's a house you want to live in, nor... You know, it's something at this time that works. It works for you. So I'm not suggesting you move into it, but there's always another way. There's a loophole around everything, okay, is what I'm trying to say. And I don't see a problem with you being able to shuffle whatever paperwork you can shuffle and be able to make this happen within the next couple of months.
Okay.
I'm saying that this is a time to think creatively and think out of the box. You don't have to follow the will to the letter of the control of the individual. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Because this is them allowing you to have that control over them. You have to honor their true wishes. Okay. Which I believe their true wishes for you, and one of the reasons why they do this is they want you to hold on to this home. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It does. She does.
Well, as a good investment, let's hold on to it. Someday you may desire it in another way, but today I say make it a business transaction and do the business that needs to be done on this. I'm sorry. I have to be honest with you. You know, in your eighth house of finances, Saturn is transiting over your Jupiter. It's time to make some transformations and changes and not be a victim. And I think that's part of whatever, why they left it to you was the last kiss of the lesson of their control. Sorry, but that's what it looks like to me. And it is you empowering it. So, no, this is the right thing that needs to be done, and this is the correct thing that needs to be done. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Your struggling is a victimization of the situation, and you don't need to struggle, okay, here. If you rent that out, you should be fine with where you're living today. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's just my opinion. Okay, from what I see here. Sorry, but I think there's another way. I think there's a legal loophole in that.
Okay. Okay. Good deal.
I go next 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks. Everything you're deciding over the next few days is going to lead you to your truth, and you're going to realize how many resources you have at your command. Because you're so used to struggling, you don't realize that all of this is a bounty. You just have to redefine how you're going to use it. And you're going to find this out over the next 2 weeks, I guarantee you.
Okay. All right. I'm going with it.
All right. God bless you, girl. You have a sweet night. I love you always.
I love you too. Thank you, ladies.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, God bless.
Sorry.
She's so sweet. She's so sweet. Yep. She was a roommate of mine for a while, so I know her pretty well. And, oh, you know how Capricorns are. They take it all on. This is a girl that runs on all cylinders every friggin' day.
And to the letter of the law, to the nth degree of honorability, to the innuendo of the extreme, okay? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I
is
on that one.
She's an amazing woman. Yes, yes. All the way down the line. So we probably have, it's only 2 minutes left. We might not have time for the next one. Do I go for it anyway?
Okay.
Aircode 901. Oh, no, it's Sylvia. She's still holding on forever. Okay, sorry, Sylvia. We're going to go ahead and sign off. Love you, girl. I guess I was supposed to say goodnight again, love. Okay, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you for listening and loving us. We love you, too. God bless you. Wow. So we need to tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to do the show. And we're here every Sunday night from 6 to 7. And we appreciate all of that call in and listen. And we'll talk to you again next week and have a very happy full moon.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night. Good night.